This is my show called Graph Champs. You heard? This is the first episode. I'm trying to figure out this podcast type shit. You know what I mean? But I just gotta, get my feet wet. You heard? And lucky for me, the first interview that I got are these All City legends, G-Stack and Sense from Uptown. You heard? They haven't given anyone no interview, so I'm lucky to be the first one, you heard? And this is the first episode of my new show, so keep an eye out for it, support, support and shit. It's called Graph Champs, because you ain't gonna see nothing but graph legends, champions, concrete jungle barbarians on this shit, you heard? Now, whoever knows me, people that know me from the beginning, know that I've been taking this graffiti shit, like, this is me, that's what I am, I'm a graffiti hat. You know what I'm saying? I take this shit serious. It's a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never bombed to get fame or to try to be somebody. It's just who I am. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to share my side. I'm going to share my world with y'all. You heard? You know what I mean? But I've been writing SR since Slick Rick, Lottie Dottie. You heard? 1985. Before the record even came out. You know what I'm saying? It was underground and shit. You know, the record officially came out in like 87 or some shit like that. 86. But yeah, you know, I'm SR MBK. You heard? The Prez, the General, Natural Born Killers. If y'all niggas didn't know, now y'all know. You heard? The All City Vertical King. You heard? So I'm just proud. I'm proud to open up my world to people that's not in it, basically. You heard? So the only people you're gonna see on here is people that have impacted the culture, not of just graffiti, of hip hop. You heard? You're gonna see heavy hitters. You're gonna see people that I respect. You're gonna see people that I idolize. I'm only talking to people that have contributed to this whole movement that we live. You heard? And I say that because this is a lifestyle we live. Straight 16 versus the world. You heard? It's the rap. Everything goes together. Straight 16, Graph Cinema, Graph Champs, the Vandal Hour. You heard? Bushwick Radio. All of these things. It's all one. You know what I mean? It's all one. You know what I'm saying? So this is what it is. So, like I said, Graph Champs, this is going to be it. Every other week or every 3 weeks or something, I'm going to bring y'all the biggest names in graph. You heard?
You know who I am, though, anyway. You know the king, what?
Yeah, you know, I'm SRMBK. You heard? The Prez, the General, Natural Born Killers. If y'all niggas didn't know, now y'all know. And if y'all, this is the first time seeing me, this is what I look like. You heard? The whole city vertical king. You heard? Because you ain't gonna see nothing but graph legends, champions, concrete jungle barbarians on this shit. You heard?
Here we go, baby. Officially, the first episode of Graph Champs, baby. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Thank you for being here. Yo, this guy needs no introduction, bro. This kid right here has been all over New York. Wherever you've been, he's been there 10 times over.
Back.
You know what I'm saying? G-Stacks, you heard? Legend. Legend in the game, baby. And I love the merch. I see the merch too. You pushing the merch. I see it, baby.
Yeah, it's definitely not a game. It's definitely not a game. So basically, yeah, man, first of all, I want to give a shout out to you. First of all, you know what I'm saying, my brother?
Thank you, thank you.
A1, always super solid, keeping the culture going. And
trying, bro, trying.
And I'm flattered to be here. Shout out to my boy, Sense. You know what I'm saying? And we here, man. Shout out to everybody. I know the deal. It's an RFC thing, KGB thing, DFA thing. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace, Nier.
You know what
that's right.
KOC thing. You know what I mean? It's a Uptown thing. It's a Brooklyn thing. It's a New York City
that's
thing.
That's right.
But first of all, it's an All City thing. You know what I'm saying? It's an All City right. thing. So let's get yes, into it, man.
Yes, sir. Yo, so I just wanna say how honored I am for you to be the first guest, for you and G-Stacks you and Sense to be the first guest, because your graph game, you know, there's levels to everything. I don't think you could get higher than the levels that you guys, the things that you have accomplished in such a little time in the hardest era, I think. In the era we came up in, it was the hardest because it was the most competition. That's what I think.
I agree.
Just in my opinion. Okay, so I just want to start from the beginning. Like, when did you start writing? What year you started writing?
The first time I picked up a Safeguard can, silver, I want to say 1992, like in the beginning of 1992.
All right, so in 92, like where are around, so let everybody know, like where you came from, where you came up at.
So I grew up in Harlem and Washington Heights. You know,
yes, sir.
For everybody that don't know, I'm from Uptown Manhattan and 158th Street in Amsterdam Avenue, to be exact. You know what I'm saying? You know, 158th Street in Amsterdam. And that was my stomping grounds. You know what I'm saying? That was my neighborhood right there. But clearly, it became more bigger than my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Who was, like, making noise around there when you first started writing and shit? Like, who from Uptown was making noise that you seen?
When I started noticing graph, it was on the trains when I was a little kid. You know what I'm saying? I'd be with my moms or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We on a train. 155th was my train station. You know what I'm saying? I used to share that train station with, like, me, Sense, PRT, a couple other people. We'll get into them, possibly. A lot of other cats. But I used to see graph on the train all the time, like everybody else. I was intrigued. You know what I mean? I was intrigued, back, like, early intrigued. You know what I mean? But as I started to, like, really be aware of it, people that I seen up that influenced me, from first of all, is my neighborhood first. So I'm gonna start off with people like Jello, TMS,
okay,
Urge, TMS, you know, Dobie, SM, can't forget my Jaws, the Holy Grail.
That's right.
You know, those were who I could remember, like, early, but like Jello and Urge, TMS, the Gates and all of that, Uptown Manhattan, 181st Street and all of that stuff like that. So those, that was like piquing me a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
All right. So what made you want to write? Just coming up around the culture or what?
Well, nah, see, none of my neighborhood friends was into graffiti at all. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I was the kid that chill in the street, hang out, whatever, but I still had an interest in art, you know what I mean, and graph. So I would just do my own thing, you know what I mean, on my own time, you know what I mean? We used to go down to the wall on 158th. I would go down there by myself, you know what I'm saying? I would just catch tags. You know, at that time, I would go to the hardware store, you know what I'm saying, buy a can, you know what I'm saying? Buy a can. I was young, you know what I mean? But I didn't even have a name at the time. You know what I'm saying? I was just writing my name.
What? Your regular name?
My government. You know what I'm saying? Just writing my government, George. And so after a while, I got a nickname in the street. You know what I'm saying? One of my good childhood friends gave me the name. You know what I'm saying? So they used to just call me Stacks all the time. Stacks all the time. And yeah, it's called me Stacks all the time. And then I just threw the G in front of it.
G Stacks. All right. So how did you and Sense link up? Did y'all grow up together? How did that happen?
Mutual friend introduced us by the name of CeeLo.
Salute CeeLo, baby.
You know what I mean? Introduced us. He was like the bridge. You know, he was like that bridge for us. Once me and him met, it was like, you know, like we really kind of like quick. You know what I mean? We locked in real quick. And so, yeah, that's how we met.
So when y'all linked up, like, that's when you started taking it, like, serious, like, on the level that everybody seen that y'all have? Or like, was it serious to you before that? Like, how did you, like, fall into that, like, I'm gonna kill everything?
Like, I basically met somebody that was down to do whatever the hell I was down to do, and I was down to do whatever he was down to do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was never one to stay in my neighborhood anyway. I was always moving. I never wanted to just stand on the corner on my block all day. That shit was whack to me, you know what I'm saying? I was adventuring, right. You know what I mean?
Yep. So
when I met, me and Sense looped up, we went to a whole nother level. Because I was born, actually, to be honest with you, I did write with people prior, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't, we was going there. It was like, shout out to, like, all right, first of all, before I even met Sense, shout out to a couple dudes, I want to call them out. Harlem Cats, Joe Knott, JKS,
Sat. Salute.
Riff.
Salute.
Shout out to Jame and Melly. You know what I'm saying? Those are dudes that I used to see. Again, Blown and Crud, Eastside Cats like that. Of course, Joves and Ave and Doc and those generals. You know what I'm saying?
TDO, shout out.
Big time. And Harlem is like this big, really. It's like, you know what I'm saying? But we never ran into them.
Wow.
Yeah, but the super duper respect. So, So yeah, me and Sense got together. I don't want to give too much because he's coming up behind me. You know what I'm saying? No homo. So, you know, when we got together, me and him just started going nuts. You know what I mean? We just wasn't fearful of nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't care about, like, racking. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and him didn't care about racking. We would hit, yo, we would.
I already knew since the first time I saw you guys up, I knew you were fearless because yous were popping up in all the worst hoods. Fillings. Like, niggas from the hoods that you was killing can't even catch tags in certain places that y'all niggas ran through with fillings. Spots off the train line. Bing, 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 bing. Fillings everywhere and shit. And then, you know, I'm the same way. You know, that I think that's how all graffitis are, graffiti writers are. We're adventurous. We don't want to stay in one spot. So, you know, we want to venture out. We want to see everything. So, obviously, we all see everything because we're moving.
Right.
So, every day I'm moving here, there, and I'm seeing it. Boom, boom. I'm like, wow, these fucking dudes are just fillings. It was phenomenal, bro. I loved it.
I appreciate it. It was even like, I'm sure since he could attest, you know what I'm saying? All our peers out there that could attest that bond with us and everything like that. Like, during those time periods, like 93, 94, 95, you know, those time periods, the streets was rough, you know?
Rough.
So again, I'm from Uptown Manhattan, from Washington Heights. So we really wasn't conscious of the dangers of the neighborhoods until we would get told where we was going. So the object was basically, yo, you know, I'll let Sense give the play on how the strategic way that we murdered shit. You know what I mean? I don't wanna do too much talking and take up everything, but I credit him for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had the vision on how to dissect New York City, if you would say, you know what I'm saying? And I basically was like, yo, niggas front, you already know I'm with it. I'm not running from nobody. There's none of that. You know what I'm saying? And I got that established early in the graph game, because I don't know about now, but back then, like, you know, no disrespect to the new people and all that and the internet and stuff like that, because we having fun with that too, but there was no internet. You know what I mean? We was young.
We were the internet.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, like Dope said on his, you know, like Dope said not too long ago, Dope was like, G-Stack, you don't remember that we was babies when we did all of this? Like when we was putting that work in, like, there was people bombing 10 years older than us. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, because in that era, bro, I think I got a, you know, I know I got a few years on you and shit. So that's what I was like, because, you know, niggas don't come out old bombing like that. When you're bombing like that, it's because you're hungry and you're fresh out the box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, these fucking young, these guys are destroying everything. Because just like you said, like, if kids from this era today, that young, would not survive that time.
Mm-mm.
Nah. Not at all.
Nah.
A lot of zippers was given out. A lot of paint was taken. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because we was doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what I really love to salute y'all niggas on. Young niggas just everything.
Yeah. And you got to give a lot of credit because, like, you know what's different about all of us? All of us, but we so the same. And, like, we come from an umbrella. You know what I'm saying? That's heavy. You know what I mean? The umbrella is crazy. So it's like, we got RFC and all of that.
RFC umbrella is retarded. That's a whole, talking about RFC is like a whole show in itself. That crew is so important for the history of New York graffiti and graffiti period.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You got that, and then you have, like, then you throw KGB in there.
Rest in peace, Near the General, you heard?
Salute my brother. Can we give him, let's give my son like 10 seconds, 15 seconds of silence for Near Arc Seti. Near Arc Seti, everybody that we lost in the graph culture. Peace.
So it's an honor to come with all these guys and to know you guys, bro. Rest in peace, yeah, man. For real.
So then it's like all the boroughs. So it's like when you fucking with everybody from different boroughs and you fucking with the heavyweights of those boroughs on the graph tip. So you go anywhere you want to go.
Fact.
You go anywhere you want to go. But then, you know, these two, they going to test these eventually at some point. You know what I mean? Back in those days,
they're
going to test that. You know what I mean? So you got to show and prove, you know what I'm saying? And just stay, you know, stay true to yourself and get busy. Never, and we never was like going over niggas. I was never a hater.
So now, when you and Sense is out there, y'all niggas is on the 3 line. Y'all on the J line. Y'all on the A line. Y'all on the 4-5. Y'all in all these lines, killing all of these fucking spots, killing all these spots. Who? Because like I said, there was a lot of competition out there. Everybody was doing their fucking thing. Every fucking borough had squads that was killing it. Who was some of the people you saw that was doing their things that like motivated you? Like, oh shit, these niggas is killing shit too.
They ended up being most of my niggas. Like, I gotta, like, with me and Sense, you had to be aggressive. It was like, I just wanted to do tags on gates bigger than everybody else because Astro was my guy. You know what I mean? And that was an influence for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then it got to the point where it was like, yo, Sense, like, yo, let's just do throw ups, B. Fuck the tags, yo, after a while. You know what I mean? And we just made, and back then it was, everything had to be sticker. You know what I mean? Everything was sticker. It wasn't no scrappy feelings. It wasn't none of that. Everything had to be sticker and solid. You know what I mean? Ultra flat back with the rusto, flat white rusto back then. Chrome rustos, aluminum, rust tough aluminum, Krylon was my shit. You know what I mean? So who was out there wrecking? You know, when we went to the J and Z was fun because it was fucked up. You know what I mean? Like from the beginning of the J all the way ever.
Salute Ever, KGB in the house. You heard the KGB mob in the house.
Yeah, Ever was, that's my guy. You know what I mean? So like he was somebody I seen a lot before I even met him. And then, you know, Scuffy had the Scuffs out there, killing the J and Z. All of them dudes from them crews was murdering it. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was a lot of writers back then. It was a lot. Like, some cats I could name and give them their props, but they lost their respect. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't getting no shots. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I really, other than my niggas, it wasn't really too much. A couple, shout out to 2 Rage and them, and from Brooklyn and stuff like that. Those dudes, I never really got up with them. But other than my niggas, it wasn't really nobody. My niggas was really getting busy. Era, Dope, Ed, Say, Mate. Fucking Doms, Rhino, you know Rhino B, he's another one, you know what I mean? Like, that's the big bro, and he was murdering shit. Like, he was another one, you know what I'm saying? Murdering shit, you know? He's another one who kind of, like, he was another person older than me at the time, you know what I'm saying? Still older than me, my big bro. He was like, yo, come on, you know what I'm saying? After a while, you know what I'm saying? Since was doing his 1-2, I let him get into that, whatever. But Rhino was like, yo, come on, you know what I mean? And then that's a whole nother chapter, but we working on that, you know what I'm saying? And so we working on that, you know what I mean? We'll get to that when we get to that. But, let me see, who else was out there? We ain't going front. Shout out to JP and Pause. They was getting busy.
JP! Yo, you know
we're going to keep it a buck while we here, you know what I'm saying? ZE was doing him on the F, you know what I mean? We went out there, actually ran into him, you know what I mean? Who else was getting busy? We would go everywhere. We went to Staten Island, my nigga. Niggas wasn't doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Who was up in Staten when you was over there?
Gano, that's it.
Gano, son. Yo, son, I be trying to tell niggas. I used to live in Staten Island for a few years, bro.
We out there. We was out in Staten Island, the B-line. Who was out there? My father and mate. My niggas, everybody, my niggas was everywhere. Five MH, Kel, Jukes, the whole crew. You know what I mean? We'll get into the G-Stack and Kel story sometime later down the road. You know what I'm saying? But we got a lot of things in the making. We got so much shit coming for the graph culture. You know what I mean?
Yo, that's crazy, bro, because all the people that you just named, it just goes under the umbrella, like you said. And that's why that damn RFC, bro. I swear to God, that's how I met like 90% of the niggas that I know from all the other boroughs because of that. I had beef with niggas from around my own way, and them niggas came and like I had RFC and Bushwick mad deep like this, and Bushwick was rough.
Yeah,
back then. Very rough.
Yeah, we used to be all in that, like the L train. We would go out there at the L. You know what I mean? We after a while we started doing shit that didn't even have lines. We did the lines. We did the lines like 3 times in a row. Like every line that went outside, we did it 3 times to the point where we were just like, let's just go off of the line. You know what I'm saying? So like that's where like we get a lot of pictures now from like out in Utica, like deep in Utica. You know what I mean? Going to spots where niggas you wouldn't see no graph. You know what I mean? Throwing up the stamp out there. You know what I mean? So, you know, you just had to live that shit. You know what I'm saying? But we lived this shit. You know, it's an underground culture. Everybody ain't going, everybody can't identify with how we live and what we do. And look, all of these years later, everything I do is incorporated with graffiti. You know what I'm saying? Everything from the health to the social media, it just doesn't leave you. You know what I mean?
Well, let's talk about that. The health movement that you started, you know what I mean? With the juice bars and all of that. Tell me about that. How did that, how did you fall into that?
You know, the name Stacks came because I was a heavyset kid. You know what I'm saying? So just growing up in the communities that we come from, the food ain't a priority. You know what I mean? You know, when Mama's Fried Chicken and all that came around, we thought we was getting something. You know what I'm saying? When they came out with the 50 cent sodas and all that, we thought we was getting over. You know what I'm saying?
Word. No, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And then, like, and everybody coming from those neighborhoods and from the communities that we come from, the food wasn't good for us. So after living this way for years and years and years, I had to fix myself. You know what I mean? When it comes to the health tip, I had to really fix myself. Took a lot of discipline. I wanted to live better. So that's where it started from. I wanted to live better. So just like everything, you start from ground zero, start from the scratch. You know what I mean? So I started pumping juice. You know what I mean? Started pumping juice. You know, of course, you be inspired by people. You have Styles and those guys. Shout out Juices for Life, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, the locks, yep.
Yeah, those guys, they would influence you to me too, you know what I mean? Seeing people like me making transitions with their health, you know what I mean? So the passion just grew until I was like, yo, we're going to open up one, you know what I mean? So I sold like 5,000 juices out my kitchen, you know what I mean? Like that. And then I just opened up the juice bar in my community. People just took to it, and I was grateful for that, you know what I mean? So, but with that being said, everything in that juice bar, the one juice bar we got over here in Catskill, then I just opened up another juice bar in Hudson, they graphed out, you know what I mean? And it's not sloppy graph, you know what I'm saying? I got canvases of the elite artists that mean something to me, you know what I'm saying? SR, you got a canvas too, you know what I mean? But I got people that mean something to me, vintage pieces in there that people come in there and they say, yo, do you know that rhino up there? You know how that makes me feel when someone says that? 2.5 hours away from New York City.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? Yo, is that Niso right there? You know what I mean? I just hung up the error and the dope and the fade in there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we here, man. So as long as I'm alive and my heart is pumping, you know, it's going to always be graph.
That's why we got to salute you. And, you know, people like you, people like all of us, the listeners, whoever's a graph head is because they're, you know, they're deep into graph. As long as you keep adding on and keep it living, especially our era, man, because I don't know, our era, if you know, I love the era before me because, you know, of all the niggas that I idolized and shit. But no, son, you already said it. Those years, like 90, for me, it's like 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. All of those years, I don't think no other, they can't compare. I can name so many writers from that era.
And also, too, my main man, my motherfucking main man, Carl 2DVS. You know what I'm saying?
2DVS in the house. Salute, Carl. You heard?
You know what I mean? Cannot forget the brother. You know what I mean? Him, another staple. Someone I looked up to also on the low, and a very good person. Me and him politic about the health, too. We come from a culture that's not healthy, my nigga.
That's a fact. I'm super unhealthy.
Yo, rap culture is, and that's what I wanted to do with the juice branch, to be honest with you. I really wanted to get with some people to really take a look into how graffiti artists live. You know what I mean? Because it's not an easy lifestyle.
Not at all. Because we gotta rack lifestyle. We gotta rack most of the times. We gotta go put ourselves out in danger. We walk in tracks, we on highways, we gotta watch out for the cops, especially from our era. Blocks, every block hated each other. You didn't know somebody, you walking down the wrong block, you fucked up.
Word up. And then, like, shout out to my man Remo, because his feet is a testament to the Baldwin years, you know what I'm saying?
BTB in that fucking building, word up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, but it's definitely real. So I definitely want to be a spokesperson for health in the craft community, and I want to be there for all of my brothers who write, for everybody who write, everybody who picked up a marker, everybody who picked up a can, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me, reach out, yo, so-and-so this, so-and-so that, and I'm gonna give you the positive and the correct outlook on it, you know what I'm saying? Because we all need each other, you know what I'm saying? The graph community is small.
Yeah, that's crazy. In the comments, everybody's like, yo, it's like we in the square together and shit. Everybody, it's like a meeting, like we in West some shit. Well, everybody in here from Bob to right ever, everyone.
West Third for us. This is West Third.
Yeah, West Third, yo.
Ever got a mouthful of on them, you know what I'm saying?
yo, I seen Carl 2 Devious run into a store with a fucking luggage that he racked, and he filled it up with 40s, my nigga, and he dragged it out the store, my nigga, 140s.
That was on a Monday, probably.
Yo, we used to have mad fun, bro, walking around the city fucking shit up. Mm-hmm. That shit was crazy. But let me ask you this. As a graph writer, I like to pick graph writers' brains, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Who's your top 10 of all time? It don't have to be in no specific order. If you want to put it in order, you could, but just see your top 10 niggas of all time.
Jaws, Easy.
Those are my first two. That's crazy.
Jaws and Easy. That's one, two. Near.
Ooh, rest in peace, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to Near because I looked up to him before I met him. You know what I'm saying? And then he took me in. Then him and Rhino brought me into the KGB family. So that was dope for me. Ed.
Ooh, EAD.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
We talking about bombers, street bombers.
Right? We talking about whatever you. It's your top 10. Who else the fuck you want to put?
We gotta bring my man Sense in there, because
Sense
without G Stack it probably wouldn't be no Sense. Without Sense it wouldn't be no G Stack. So we gotta bring my dude in there. Shout out to my man Flasher, Rhino. Shout out to my man Des.
D-E-S?
C-E-S.
Oh, Sess. Oh, okay, Sess. Mm-hmm.
Doms,
KOC.
Facts. How many we got right there?
Seven. You got one more.
One more? Then the last one. Give it to my nigga Joey Crack.
CS?
Facts.
Wow.
Because he was the
thought. No, I used to always be putting like younger niggas on, because you know that nigga still got tags that is living like mad faded. I'd be like, yo, that's Fat Joe right there. Niggas don't even be believing me. I'd be bugging.
Crack TS was doing big throw ups, like big Crack TS throw ups. And he was doing the TS as a throw up too. He wasn't just putting it inside the letter. He was doing the crack and he was doing the TS next to it.
Wow. So your top 10, you said Jaws, Easy, Near, Ed, Sense, Rhino, Flasher, Sess, Doms, and Joey Crack the Don. That's not a bad top 10. That's crazy. But because your first two, Easy and Jaws, that's my first two.
Yeah, because that's like G-Stack, Sense, Jaws, Easy. Jaws is from my neighborhood, actually. You know what I'm saying? I think he's from Drew Hamilton Projects right there on 8th Avenue. You know what I'm saying? He's a Harlem Knight.
I never met Jaws in my life.
Word. We met him right before he went to go do the B-line. You know what I'm saying? We'll get into that when we put the documentary together. We got the visuals coming soon. You know what I'm saying? This is the tip of the iceberg. D, shout out to my man Dope, man. That's my motherfucking nigga, man. Shout
Dope, D's fave, bro. No, we got mad stories together.
What? Regular.
Actually, Dope, one time, he inspired me mad hard to rock, I rock like 30 fillings in one night with Summer Squash Yellow, because that nigga said one time we was chilling and that nigga was like, man, you don't got no fillings under the four line. And I said, what? And yo, that night I went literally and I rocked like 30 fillings. Mm-hmm. And like a week or two later, the nigga was like, yo, we was laughing. Yo, that nigga Dope.
That was
bro.
A competitive line too. The four? The four lines congested.
And it's hard to find a spot. It was hard to find a spot. Yo, I had to do low filling, but I rocked a lot of them. And some of them came out in magazines and all that shit. So them shits got immortalized.
Hey, come on, be your legend. Catch your shit, SR.
Yeah, but we're talking about you. Not me.
Like the two and the three, too. The two and the five was good, too. I used to bomb that by myself. That was a fun line to go bomb. You know what I'm saying? The two and the five up in the Bronx. That was cool. Oh, also shout out to my man Tor. Shout out to Way. Shout out to the dudes up there on Zariga. Shout out to my man How To. He probably watching, you know what I'm saying?
So then who's the most notorious street bomber killer shit? Like who's that?
Like currently?
Currently, yeah, currently. Like right now. Like who's that nigga?
Like for me, first of all, I gotta give you I gotta paint aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Not scared of shit, you know what I'm saying? Real 90s era-ish type of bombing style, you know what I'm saying? He goes over New York City repeatedly. He reminds me of how me, Ed, and Dalton, Sense, and all of us used to give it up. It's over, you know what I'm saying? I fucks with him, you know what I'm saying? I fucks with
my young nephew over NFG. Yeah.
I give props, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we used to be. That's how we used to be murdering every borough, you know what I'm saying? But we used murdering it. So, you know, I always salute him. I give him his props because he's the most reminiscent of that era, you know what I'm saying? For me, you know what I'm saying? Word. And he don't really fuck around with niggas. He call it like it is. He'll call you out, you know what I'm saying? And he tell you, what's up? Let's get busy. Throw your paint up. Throw your hands up. And that's 90s type vibe shit, you know what I'm saying? So, that's it. Everybody else, really, I don't really be moved like that, really.
That's respect. That's love. Yo, and you might wake up and see a giant over top to bottom filling on the corner of your house or some shit like that. You don't
shit
know.
Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Word. You know what I mean?
That's funny. Alright, so what do you think of how graffiti is now? The way niggas be like all nipping each other and it's different. It's different right now. It's just different. Yeah, you know what I mean, what do you think of what's going on right now?
The codes are different. It's like, it's always killings over tags. It's always real niggas over toys. And it's a respect thing. You know what I mean? One thing about that era we was in, we had a lot of respect. Before we got crazy with you, it was like a mutual respect. You know what I mean? Because if you was going to go to war with somebody back then, they probably had just as much ups as you. Or they had just as much to lose. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You know, I was with the shit all the time back then. You know what I mean? Niggas got body wounds and all that from graph. You know what I mean? We're going to get into them stories. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got scars from graph. You know what I'm saying? And all that. Niggas done
That's
really,
a fact.
Yeah, niggas done really got it in with the graph. You know what I'm saying? So we really, like I said, it was more like a respect thing before we went over you. All that close nipping shit and all that. That shit for the birds, B. You know what I mean? But
that's a fact. I'll catch a tag here and there, maybe once in a while, you know, but them days been past us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fact.
So when I'll do something here and there, and then a nigga will just come, and I can't, you know, my tag fits anywhere, vertical, so I'd be doing little spots that I think, you know, niggas ain't gonna touch it. Niggas are still rock a feeling over it, mm-hmm. and shit, and that shit just gets me tight, because, like, I wouldn't compare myself to Fib, but I'm gonna use this as an example. One time I was bombing, I was somewhere down Linden Boulevard somewhere, and I was about to rock a fucking, I was about to catch a tag, and saw something faint on the wall, so I put out my phone, and I went like that, and it was a Fib tag that was very faded.
Okay.
And I caught it under it. You know what I'm saying? I could have easily went right on top of the Fib.
Right.
But I wouldn't do that to a person that inspired me, a person that came before me, a person that used to kill shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's today.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But even your old mans will come and rock a feeling right on top of your throw up or something. You'd be like, damn, my nigga.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something. And it's like, when I started looking back into the graph, because people send me pictures all day long. I get them all the time, right? But there was this one picture that stuck out. If you know about the D-line, it goes outside. It's not an elevated L. You know what I'm saying? So it goes outside, but it's just trapped.
Like the end line.
Yep. So you gotta walk that shit. Trains come, lay down, do all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? So we did probably like, I don't know, 12 or 13 stops, me and this nigga, one day. Just walking with 30 cans each type shit. Only flat whites and blacks, and silvers. I did a throw up out there. Since I did one down there. But then J.A. came behind. Him and Set, I think it was. Oh, no, J.D. And there was a little nip going on. But guess what happened, though?
What?
They threw us up, and they throw up. So there's still some moral fiber, you know what I'm saying? But it's a respect thing, just like how you said, though. Just go back to that. It's a respect thing, you know what I mean? And we was big on that in that time period in the 90s era. Like, we was big on respect, my nigga. Like, and that's basically all we had as a graph writer, is your respect. You get your paint took and you get stalled on, you know what I mean? You get... You know what I mean? You better be ready to thump. And if you don't thump, niggas is going to know. If this shit happened Thursday, niggas is going to know when the bill come Saturday, my nigga.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
Ghetto internet, baby. I'm telling you, son, that shit.
Niggas going to know. Niggas going to know the compound. You know what I'm saying? Niggas going to be in the compound talking and all of that. You don't know about the compound? Log off, man.
Yeah, we see. I see niggas get stripped naked on West 3rd, bro, running with just socks, underwears, and a book bag, nigga. Niggas took everything. Shit's crazy.
You know who I used to get excited when I used to run into the bill and I used to see them all the time, how we became so cool?
That's a fact.
Was Era.
Era. Salute Era U2K. He's in the building, too. Era, Popo, Eva, you heard?
Popo, too. My God. Peace. Word up. Fucking Era, B. Back then, he was the smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Son, it used to be me, Ever, Turk, Seth, and Era.
Shout out to my man, Seth. That's what I put up one day. I said, I'm from the Seth and Era.
You heard? The Seth and Era. That's a fact. They had mad rooftops. They had mad highway shit. They had... We used to bomb every day. We had crates of paint. We used to stack crates of paint. And we just used to link up, load up, and we was out.
Yeah.
Ever is a very big part of my... My graffiti, you heard?
Yeah, yeah. And that, yo, we all fed off each other back then. You know, when we put this documentary together, when we put this shit together, because there's so much stuff I want to tell you, that's all, like, but we're going to sit down. The whole team is getting together. We putting this piece of work together soon, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to really give an inside look on how we was really giving it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, Welcome Home CA and all of that. You know what I mean? Like, Word. Rest in Peace Art. You know what I mean? Like, this is too thorough. You know what I mean? So we got a lot of good things coming up real soon, my friends and myself. You know what I mean? Again, we fucking it up right now. We got the merch popping. You know what I mean? We got the GS's going. We got the Sits merch. UTV is the brand. You know what I'm saying? So we displaying all artists. You know what I'm saying? If you was all city and all of that, and you was getting work and all of that, you know what I mean? You might fuck around, get down with the team. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna put it in perspective, because Graph Band, it's time for everybody to eat off this shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially us. You know what I mean? Because there's a culture out there. You know what I mean? You'd be surprised at people that be in my inbox all day long. People that's not even from the country. You know what I mean? Sending me pictures of magazine stuff that I did when I was 16 years old. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. That's a fact, bro. Sometimes not even my wife, he'd be believing shit. I'd be like, yo, look. Like, niggas be paying for niggas' autographs and shit. That's crazy. You heard?
And yo, just like how we putting out our merch, you see the hat I got on?
Yeah, the dope, baby. DFA, you heard? Look at that shit.
You see the pin game?
Era pin.
You see the Era pin, you know what I'm saying? You see how my family giving it up. And I'm supporting everybody, too. So just like everybody supporting me, buying these hoodies up right now, buying all these, we about to drop the free CD joints. Free CD shirts, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to the RB in General CD, my guy, the thoroughbred out the click, you know what I mean? We're about to just go crazy with it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas who had drama with us, we're about to do the shirts with them, you know what I mean? Come on, B, it's not a game. It's not a game, but it's time for the whole crew. SR, how you doing with your joint and all that? Niggas gonna have to be, niggas gonna want their shirts put up there, they gonna have to holler at SR, you know what I mean? We need a fee. You want to advertise in the back right there and all of that? Come on, let's support each other. We really going to do it the right way.
That's a fact. That's why this is my first step towards, you know, building that. It's an honor to have you as my first guest, my nigga. Like,
it was a privilege to be here. You know, and again, I see Toski in the joint. Shout out to Blash, B. Blash is, you know what I mean? He's on vacation, you know what I'm saying? For a while, while, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's still free Blash. He's in our hearts. Free CD. Welcome home, all the generals, you know what I'm saying? And salute everybody who's not here with us. But, you know, we here. We're going to keep it moving for them, you know what I mean? And continue to take it to the top, you know what I mean? Yo, one love. Peace out.
Yo, that was the God G-Stacks. You heard? One.